This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
This story here. All right. And the reason I bring this up is I've got a couple of questions on it. And this is something that occurred, I think, 2022, was it, Jamie?
Yeah, it was.
This couple.
But it's still a problem.
The dad or the husband had a heart attack or thought he was having a heart attack. He's had one in the previously. And one morning, he got up, chest pains, whatever. They call the paramedics. They take him, and they take him to a facility. And that doctor says, hey, this is too serious for us. We need to medevac you a helicopter to another facility, which they do. They now have a bill for $94,000 just for that helicopter
just
ride.
Just for a flight for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helicopter ride,
$94,000. Think about that. Ugh.
They don't have the money. They don't have the money they can't come up with $94,000 just like that. I mean, maybe sell your house or something like that. But two things in the story. One of the things in the story is that the insurance company won't pay because it was an unnecessary flight according to their standards. How can it be an unnecessary flight according to their standards, but yet a doctor said that we need to get you to this facility as fast as possible to save your life? I don't get that.
Yeah, I was going to say something really bad, and I'm not going to say it. But that is why, you know, the whole situation with other insurance people happened, because people get so frustrated with their, you know, the train of thought with these insurance companies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, wait, I'm pretty sure a doctor just recommended that, but you're an executive, you know, somewhere.
And you're going to tell me that it wasn't necessary?
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Here's the story.
Bob Taylor and his wife, Margene.
We were just going to hang out with our friends at their cabin. Bob woke me up at like 5 a.m. saying he had chest pains.
Bob was having his second heart attack in 4 months.
They said he needed a higher level of care. And she said, yeah, we always use a helicopter for a STEMI or a heart attack.
They loaded him on a Guardian Air ambulance and flew him about 100 miles from Alamosa to Pueblo.
Did this procedure save your life?
Yes, ma'am.
So he's doing really well.
That's the good news. Then came the bad.
Oh, yeah. See, here's the initial denial.
So records show their insurer, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, denied their claim for the air ambulance ride, stating it was not medically necessary.
What?
And the Taylors owed more than $94,000. They appealed not just once, but twice, both denied. An independent reviewer upheld the decision, but with this telling note.
Without medical records from the treating physician, it is impossible to determine the medical necessity.
Now, put yourself in their place. Can you imagine having to come up with $94,000 today?
Absolutely not.
Wait, it gets worse. You ready?
Gets worse.
It gets worse.
Oh, great.
You ready? In a move to protect consumers, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized a rule in January of 2025. This happened in 2022. Banning the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and prohibiting lenders from using medical information in lending decisions starting this month.
Oh. This month?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So
Man.
They missed the window.
So now they're going to be reported.
Yeah. So they missed the whole.
But if it happens after this month, which would be April, right?
Right. Then the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and prohibiting lenders from using any medical information in any kind of lending decisions.
Oh, dang.
So they missed that window, too.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
That an insurance company can just deny you when a doctor says, and they even say in the story, that it saved his life. I just don't get it.
There is some really good news with this, though. Because this story got covered by Denver 7 like that, the company is going to cover the whole thing.
What company?
It says the flight. Yeah, it's getting covered
really?
Now. Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, those nine wants to know and seven on your side.
Oh,
and
they do work.
31 with Dave.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, they do
problem
you know,
solvers.
But that doesn't clear up the whole insurance thing. That it doesn't answer that question.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, why did it happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great for the helicopter people because they're not going to clear everybody's bill. There's bills that are going out from them to other people that have to pay. This is just one because it got on TV. It makes them look bad.
I have an issue with Skyridge, unfortunately, because they sold to the new guys, but the old insurance people or the old hospital won't cover it. And the new hospital that it is now is like, that's their debt, not... And so I'm like, what's going on? And my insurance is like, well, I'm sorry, but the old name of Skyridge, I love Skyridge, by the way, and they're fabulous, but they won't pay it. The old company that owned them won't pay it.
No kidding.
Yeah. They're like, nope, we're out of the business.
They all look for red tape, man. Yeah. Everybody looks for red tape, you know? Somehow to delay or even charge
get
you more.
Get out of it, whatever.
Yeah, well, they don't own it anymore, so it's not their problem.
That's the way I'd do it, though. If I bought it, I'd be like, I don't want that.
It's like, your kid's a used car. Sorry, that's not our problem.
But I can't even imagine being a couple like this couple here or anybody, and you get hit today with a $94,000 bill that has to be paid.
That is insane, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
It's so sad.
You can't even make payments on it.
And I told you my mom hit $1 million and they just dumped her. Because she hit $1 million because she had cancer.
Yeah.
And so when she hit that, I guess in the fine print, it says if you hit $1 million, bye.
See you later.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
But none of us know that, right?
Never even expect that. And there's thousands of stories like that.
Just crazy.
All right, well, uplifting days with BJ and Jamie.
No, this had good news.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, good news.
Yeah, got let go of.
Because it got on TV, it got resolved from this couple.
Is it 7 wants to know or is it 9 wants to know?
It's 7 in-depth investigations.
Yeah.
Who's on your side?
I think that's 9 on your side.
Okay.
9.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's
and
9.
Who wants to know?
I don't know who knows.
I think it is 9 wants to know.
I feel like it's 9.
I think it is 9.
I think
yeah.
it's 9 wants
I think
to know.
It is. Well,
who's on your side, then?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.